Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're here to continue our UFA series today. We have a guest on. If you've heard it already, each one has the one UFA they'd like to advocate for, the reasons why the Ravens should get him, and what they want to pay him. Joining us today is John Prestiani. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. Been listening to you for years.
I appreciate having you on, and hopefully you're not one of these guys that quotes me on things I said 5 years ago and in August of 2019 or whatever it might be, but that's great. Do appreciate having you on. Who is your guy?
Calais Campbell. I think he would be a great addition to the Ravens. Even though he'll be 39 next year, his year this year was very productive, puts in a lot of snaps. And, you know, he just grades very well, and he's a great guy.
Yeah, I definitely one of the incredible rarities in the NFL, a guy who can play into his late 30s and honestly probably has been a better player in his 30s than he was in his 20s, which is really incredible. But he came to the Ravens last time around, and he played between 77 and 80% of the snaps for five consecutive years between Jacksonville and Arizona, three in Jacksonville, two in Arizona. And he played, you know, basically 75 to 80% of the snaps, 77 to 80, in fact, over that 5 year period. Then he came to Baltimore. Snaps dropped way off in 2020, 2021, and 2022 because he's coming into the Ravens system where they rotate a lot more on the defensive line. By the way, he left, played in Atlanta, 712 snaps, Miami, 616 snaps. I'm feeling sorry for this guy's knees. What kind of snap load are you expecting from him this year?
Well, I was thinking of more in the 550 range type of thing, because I really want to see him help relieve Matabike and Travis Jones. I think that Matabike played over 800 snaps last year. So, and when we got to the playoffs, you know, we weren't getting the kind of pressure that we probably needed. We don't seem to ever get the turnover. So I'm thinking we really need to help relieve their workload a little bit.
All right. Well, Calais Campbell helps you in a lot of ways to get turnovers, and he definitely helps you get pressure. Really sad that he was not able to join the Ravens at the end of last year. That would have been very cool if he could have gotten back to Baltimore. But Miami, I guess, was in the hunt until week 18. And then once they had him on their week 18 roster, then he can't change teams.
Yeah. So, they were almost on the very cusp of never being in it, but they just had enough chance so that they kept him. And I think I understand where their coach was coming from. You got a chance, you're going to keep the guy on there.
Yep. I get it too. And I'm sure Calais would rather have been back in Baltimore, but I'm not sure that the Ravens would have gotten him. I mean, there were other teams who would have been in the hunt for him and probably some teams that wanted to keep him away from the Ravens. All right. So let's talk about what need this fills for the Ravens on the defensive line. How are you looking at the defensive line this year in terms of how you'd like them to change?
Well, one thing, we don't know if Pierce is coming back. So and he was a very productive player. He did, he was hurt a little bit, so he didn't have a high snap count, but Brent Urban and, Washington, they're average players, league average. I don't think there's anything special about them. I think Campbell would definitely displace one of them. Urban's only had less than 200 snaps last year, despite the injuries to Travis and to Pierce. So I'm wondering if the Ravens really have a lot of confidence in him out there. So,
okay. Well, Urban is the five tech. And so if they only really use him in the, well, it's not only, but they use him primarily in the base defense when they put three defensive linemen out there. So if they're not doing that, then they're going to use him less. And the Ravens, if they're playing Ravens football, are leading in games, forcing the other teams to put 11 on the field where the Ravens aren't going to be in base. And they're, the other teams try to catch up. You generally don't need Brent Urban nearly as often in that kind of game. Very often, we'll have one of our score sheets here and we'll get towards the end of a game and Urban all of a sudden disappears from the score sheet entirely because the Ravens are in some form of pass defense, every single down. So I understand how that is. I really still like Brent Urban as a denier of space and a guy who could do things on early downs for you. But in terms of the age of the line, in particular with both Pierce and Urban there, and now Washington being a veteran, they don't have a lot of youth on that line anymore. Campbell would not address that problem in any way.
Well, I definitely want to see them draft maybe two linemen, but the trouble is you can't really count on them in the first year. I mean, Travis Jones was a third round pick and he played the first year, but he didn't play a huge amount. So it wasn't until his second year that he really blossomed. Yeah. And so I don't want to be counting on a rookie to come in and having to take all those snaps. I mean, they really need to develop a little bit. So that's why I think Campbell will be a great 1 year solution.
Okay. And this has also not been a team that's used much in the way of kicking outside linebackers inside. Some of that problem has been that the Ravens haven't had the depth at that position in the last couple of years, at least. A lot of it's been health related, but also some of it in this last year was they only really had two guys who could rush the passer really effectively from the outside. And they needed to preserve those guys for passing downs.
Yeah.
So when you have that, puts a lot of stress, my point is, on those interior defensive linemen to play more snaps than they otherwise would.
Yeah. Again, I just think there were games where you could see Matt Vike was just gassed out there when he was just playing too many snaps, especially when Pierce got hurt and Jones got hurt. He wasn't really playing. So Campbell would be a great guy to be able to step in and take a lot of those snaps.
And Campbell can play pretty much anywhere. I wouldn't put him on the nose, but he's fine at three and, devastating one-on-one matchup for pretty much any guard. And he can also play on the edge. If you want him to play on the edge uncovered, he's proven to be quite good at that. Don't know if he's dropped off any in the last few years on that. I would have that issue. If I look at his PFF grades, it looks like his run defense grade is still quite high, which probably means he's still a decent edge setter, but his tackling has not been good the last few years.
Yeah, he was actually the PFF ranked him as the number one run defender on the line. So, and he had about 39 pressures. So he's still getting pressures. He's not a finisher. He doesn't get many sacks anymore. Yeah. But
that's okay. You need some first pressure guys on the team as well. And the Ravens have had good finishing in the past from Matt Abike and from some of their edge players. So you need first pressure guys.
One of the things I'd really like to do too is I'd like to see him get more defensive linemen. I don't think five is enough. I guess I remember back in the past when sometimes they'd have eight defensive linemen or seven on the team, and I think they might have been when they. Yeah, but it's been a while. But I'd love to have six. I'm looking at Philadelphia. They had like six most of the year. They had snaps split between about seven people over the year. So
did they have six guys active on the same game day for Philadelphia?
I don't know that.
I'll take a look. I'm really interested to know that, because I mean, my big problem, and I know you're familiar with some of the things I say regularly, is I'm just consistently pissed off with when the Ravens activate only four defensive linemen.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So and six to activate five.
Exactly. Six to make five. So, I'd be all with you there. I think there should be room on the roster for that extra player. If it means you have to make a special team sacrifice and Brent Urban has to cover kickoffs, I'm okay with that too. Yeah. All right. Well, who loses a spot in all likelihood? If Calais Campbell comes to Baltimore, probably going to be a one-year arrangement at age 39. You don't want to set it up for an old maid contract where you're going to get disappointed, right? You can set it up financially as an old maid contract.
Right. We could do a two-year, but it's really a one-year where you're just spreading.
If you're looking for a better way to unwind, focus, or even get a good night's sleep, listen up. Let me tell you about Mood, the online cannabis company that's changing the game when it comes to functional gummies. They've crafted a whole line of federally legal THC blends designed to help with everything from stress to sleep to mental clarity and even some spicier needs if you're into that. Now, what makes Mood different? They go beyond just THC. They pair it with herbs and adaptogens to create targeted effects that you won't find in any other dispensary. And every gummy is made with pesticide-free, small-farm American cannabis. So you're getting quality that you can trust. I've tried their sleep gummies. And let me tell you, takes about 15 minutes, and I'm out cold, no grogginess, no weird side effects, getting some of the best sleep I've gotten in my life when I take one of these gummies. And if you need a mood boost, there are Epic Euphoria gummies, game changers. And right now, Mood is giving listeners 20% off their first order by using the promo code RAVENS at checkout. So head on over to mood.com, find the perfect gummy for whatever life throws your way, and don't forget to use the promo code RAVENS to save 20%.
At Audi Columbus, we have the perfect luxury vehicle for you. Our award-winning service ensures a premium experience when buying or maintaining your car. The car buying process is entirely digital, whether you're buying online or in-store. Right now, get a 2025 Audi A3 lease for $379 a month for 36 months with $3,725 down. Located by the airport, you can easily drop by or visit audicolumbus.com. Discover the service that sets us apart. Come see why it's better to buy at Byers. See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/25.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone. Which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The money out a little bit. But if we go to six defensive linemen, maybe we draft one, we put Calais, and maybe if Michael Pierce doesn't come back, then that's a natural dropout. If he doesn't, then it probably would be Brent Urban.
Okay. And then maybe another idea could come into the Ravens probably will at some point, is that when Patrick Ricard is done, and I'm not sure if that's this year or if they still have a plan, they get another defensive lineman slash fullback who can give them a few snaps on the defensive line while being their primary fullback.
Right. And it's also a longer term look too, because I don't know if Washington will be here in 26. I mean, they really can't cut him this year. He's got his cap is like 4.8, but his dead money would be 3.7. So it's only, you know, the difference doesn't make sense cutting him this year, but next year there's definitely a big cut.
Yeah, that's exactly true. It's basically a zero value cut this year. So so it does. You're right on the money on that. What kind of production are you expecting from Campbell in 2025?
Like I said, I'd like to see probably about 550 snaps, somewhere in the, you know, that range. I think he's still an excellent run defender, so he's probably more on middle downs, but he still got pressures last year. So if he could get 30-35 pressures, I think that would be a great win for the Ravens.
Okay. All right. And that if you're looking at PFF pressures, he had 39 and 401 pass rush snaps last year, 42 and 413 the year before, 34 and 377 his last year in Baltimore. So he's been close to a 10% pressure guy. Probably can't expect quite that at age 39. I'd expect some regression. But that's still a lot of pressure from an interior defensive lineman, any way you slice it. And he's still batting a few passes down, batted down 5 passes this last year, now has 56 in his career. That's a remarkable number.
And he's like 6'8", isn't he?
Yep.
He's a very tall man. Yeah. So.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree with this in terms of, let's get down to the money. How would you expect the money to work out for Calais on whatever deal you have envisioned?
I was thinking more like a 2-year, $5 million deal. You probably put $2 million the first year, $3 million, and then you could cut him. So maybe it's total deal in maybe $3 million, something of that.
Ends up being a 1-year, $3 million deal with a $2 million option on that second year that almost certainly the team would want to pick up or might want to pick up,
right,
but Campbell probably would not want to play.
Right. Okay. And you know, if the Ravens win the Super Bowl, he'll probably want to retire, but if they're close, maybe he'd want to come back.
Okay. All right. I have no problem with a contract like that. And even though it's a kind of a double vet minimum deal, I think he's well worth it given what he gives your team. And he's a pure defense only guy. The only other element he does is he's on the field goal block team. He might actually have been on the field goal, the field goal team as well. Meaning he's out there on one wing or whatnot, but he's definitely on the field goal block team. And we can remember back to that great game against the Colts in 2021 when he blocked the field goal.
Yeah, I knew there was one that he blocked the big field goal. Yeah.
Anything else about Campbell in terms of how he fits in with this team, other positives he brings?
I mean, he's man of the year, so, you know, he's a great locker room guy. He's just a great individual. He's going to fit right back in. I mean, so you're not going to have any issues with him.
Okay. All right. I'm in the same exact spot as you, John. I feel like this is one of these episodes where I agree with you on all these things about Campbell. And so it maybe makes for a less entertaining episode, but I don't think there are a lot of Ravens fans who would say no to a 1-year deal on Calais Campbell for approximately that dollar value. I think it just makes an awful lot of sense. And Ravens could probably spread the money out over a couple of years. The money will be tight each year going forward for the Ravens, but as Lamar Jackson contract accelerates, but the Campbell is well worth it to improve your team and the incremental value I think he gives you towards winning a championship is not insignificant.
Yeah, you know, I saw some of the people out there, some of the responses, and you know, I believe the Ravens are the most talented team in the NFL. I think they have been for the last 2 years. So they just need to execute better in the playoffs. So we don't need to get a $19 million Calais Campbell or a wide receiver is going to cost probably $20 million. I think we just need to get the supporting cast to keep the level of talent where it is at the minimum.
Completely with you. Completely with you. And you know, DaCosta in his speech, not a speech, but his press conference yesterday, talked a little bit about getting vet min guys. Said didn't expect to make a big splash in free agency, wanted to get a bunch of vet min guys. So some of the people who've talked about getting a big pass rusher or getting T. Higgins probably going to be disappointed, but you know, it comes up pretty much every time a big name formerly great wide receiver comes on the bike. And T. Higgins is a currently great wide receiver. I'm not trying to put it way. But you know, people want the Ravens to get him, and they don't care about the price because they don't really care about what it means for the future. And it's so frustrating.
I mean, you look at all the people coming up for contract, Travis Jones, and just there's so many of them. And I want to keep that talent. And, you know, if you get one of those big free agents, you've got to sacrifice somebody.
Are you willing to make the commitment to Isaiah Likely now by trading Mark Andrews to clear some cap space?
That's a really tough one. I really like Mark Andrews, but, you know, Isaiah Likely probably is the future. I mean, if would Isaiah really stay here if Mark Andrews stays? I mean, I don't think so, because, I mean, if I was him, I'd be like, I want to be number one. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to make that choice.
I am with you entirely. And also the fact that they have all three contracts coming due at the same time is just not a good business situation. You want to be able to unravel those contracts. In fact, sometimes it happens with a big draft is you need to, you know, reset that by trading some of those players, even if they're, you know, it was a wonderful draft that got you 3 years of outstanding play from a lot of guys. John, absolute pleasure talking football with you. Where can people talk football with you online?
Well, I'm on X at Prestiani John, but I mean, I'm more of a consumer than a poster, but I love to follow the Ravens football. I watch most of your episodes out there. That you had one recently with the cap. The guy it was a 3-part series.
Yeah.
Thought it was great. I just really loved it.
It was at the NFL analyst. He did a great job prepping for that. But I love those cap episodes too. And any kind of roster construction thing obviously is right up my alley. I'm going to plug a show we're doing coming up. Tomorrow we'll be recording it. Friday will be out. We have a Friday morning GM this week again. Voss is still busy trying to open his restaurant, but we have a guest host that'll be joining us who's going to talk with me at length about the Ravens calendar for the off season and how many significant points there are that they have to make roster building decisions at. So it's a very busy offseason. I know it's been kind of poo-pooed by EDC that, you know, there aren't a lot of big decisions to make. There's a huge decision with Ronnie Stanley for starters, but there's a number of other big decisions, you know, how they aggressively go after Tyler Linderbaum to get him signed prior to May 2nd is actually a significant date. So we'll have that for you. That'll be out on Friday. I hope you can take a listen to it out there. Other folks out there, if you want to be on one of these shows and propose your own UFA, please hit me up with that. If you want a big name in particular, we got to do it quickly. So DM me. I'll get right back to you, and we'll plan a time to record. John, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next week on Film Study.
At Audi Columbus, we have the perfect luxury vehicle for you. Our award-winning service ensures a premium experience when buying or maintaining your car. The car buying process is entirely digital, whether you're buying online or in store. Right now, get a 2025 Audi Q5 for $499 for 36 months with $3,605 down. Located by the airport, you can easily drop by or visit audicolumbus.com. Discover the service that sets us apart. Come see why it's better to buy at buyers. See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/25.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.